Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
40. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Tell me something, girl.
All right, still one of the best movies I've seen in the last several years.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper with The Shallow from A Star is Born. Troy Houtman joins us from Wichita Parks and Recreation, where he is the director. Troy, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, glad to have you on. Jeff told me that he had you, and I said, how in the world did you get a big star like Troy Houtman to come on radio?
It's Friday afternoon. I have nothing to do.
There you go.
Well, Us either.
I hope you know how five questions work. We each ask you a couple of questions and have a little conversation, and then at the end you turn the tables and ask us a question. Not that you have one, but we ask you to play along. So I'll start first. You were part of the All-American City presentation in Denver in June, and Wichita came away as one of 10 cities to reap that reward. Had you ever been involved in that ceremony before, and can you just tell us a little bit about it?
No, this was the first time. I know that the city had actually won this award 10 years ago, back in 2009, and I did learn a lot from the former group that went, so we did talk to those folks to prepare for ourselves. We went to Denver. And the way that works is we have a written component that we had sent in that had a lot of information about all the great things we're doing here in Wichita. And then we had an opportunity to act it out. And instead of just doing a typical PowerPoint presentation, all these cities from across the country go out there and we do some kind of a skit. And what we did was we did the Tonight Show. And we had somebody that played Jimmy Fallon and asked us a lot of questions, and we kind of went along with it. It was a really fun situation, but a little stressful. We had a lot of competition, but I was really glad to be part of it. It was a lot of fun.
All right, we're kind of putting a bow on Parks and Rec Week here on the show. We had Nick Offerman on the show a few days ago, so I'll ask you about that show, kind of a two- or three-part question. Who is your favorite character on that show, Parks and Rec? What did they get right about working in the Parks and Recreation office, and what did maybe they take a little too much creative license on?
Well, you're going to be surprised about this answer because I only watched one episode of Parks and Rec.
Oh, my goodness.
Was it the first episode?
I think it was the very first one.
Yeah, you should have stuck with it. It wasn't very good, I'll give you that, but it got really good.
I hear a lot about it, and one of these days I just have to sit down and sit and watch five or six episodes. I heard some really funny stuff about it. I get asked questions about it all the time. And, you know, at the time, it just wasn't one of the things that I was really interested in watching, not that I watch a lot of TV. So I feel really bad. I can't tell you anything about the show.
Yeah, you don't even really need to watch season one if you ever get to it, because it takes a turn and it just becomes kind of a different show in season two. So start with season two. You won't be sorry.
Okay. That sounds great.
Troy Houtman, our guest, Wichita Parks and Rec, the director there, for five questions. You've been involved in a lot of stuff since are you 3 years into your 3 or 4 years into your, tenure here in Wichita, Troy?
It's 5 years.
Oh my gosh. Time is just flying. You've been involved in a lot of things, a lot of transformations, a lot of controversies, things that people have debated over. This has been a heck of a 5 years, right? There's a question there somewhere, but just kind of address everything that you've been involved with, including the new baseball stadium and so much is happening under your watch.
Yeah, there's been a lot of transformation here in Wichita. and things have been changing. And most recently, most controversial has been the closing of Clap Golf Course. It's never an exciting thing to close something, but we just had to really look at the numbers and look at the cost to operate five golf courses. And unfortunately, we're downsizing and going to four golf courses. And that way we can really focus on putting in hopefully some capital dollars into four golf courses, putting in more operational dollars into four golf courses, and just make four golf courses fantastic instead of five golf courses that might have really been sucking a lot of resources and not having the opportunity to really make them great. So, but the numbers in golf are going down, not just here in Wichita. I've talked to my old friends back in Austin. They're closing a golf course. Philadelphia is actually closing four golf courses. There's a couple other places that I've talked to recently that are closing golf courses. But the good thing is we have a great staff, and we're really working on a lot of youth programming. Hook a Kid on Golf is a big program that we're doing very well in. And we have First Tee. We're partnering with them to really get a lot of kids involved, and that's what we need to do is get the kids involved to really keep golf sustainable. Some other things that have evolved has been Open Streaks. So we've been doing a lot more special events just in general, but I think that the headliners, Open Streaks, has been really fantastic. This is going to be a third year that we're doing it, and we actually had a smaller one spinoff for Cinco de Mayo, and that worked out really, really well. But we've been seeing a whole lot more concerts in the park. We've been seeing a whole lot more different one-off activities. We're going to be doing a Jeep Jamboree. So everybody who has Jeeps, they're going to be meeting over at O.J. Watson, and we'll have a nice event there for just Jeep drivers and Jeep owners. So we're just trying all kinds of new things.
When is Open Streets this year?
Open Streets is September 22nd. It's on a Sunday. And it kicks off at 12 noon, but we know people are going to get there a little bit earlier. We'll have the mayor and some other folks kick it off, and it lasts till about 5 o'clock in the evening. And so, yeah, just a 4.2 miles that we closed Douglas, and it's all just for bicyclists and people walking. And it's a great family event. The past 2 years, it's just grown, and we just see the families out there enjoying it, and it's free.
There you go. I got one real quick question, our last one before we get to yours. Who is your Super Bowl pick this year? Who is going to play in it, and who's going to win it?
Putting you on the spot, Troy.
Well, I'm going to just go with my true alliance and colors, and it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Over the Chiefs. You can say it. You can say they'll beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
You know, Dallas, you either love them or hate them. I don't think I hate Dallas. I kind of like some of their players, but all the drama that Jerry Jones creates is something else.
I'll tell you a little history. I've loved them from the very, very beginning. My family and friends have a lot of ties to the team from way, way back when. We actually knew a lot of the players from the 60s and 70s, and that's just why I have that allegiance to them. Even though they have a crazy owner, I still got to root for them.
Understood. Troy Hauptmann, our guest for five questions from Wichita Parks and Recreation. All right, what's your question for us, Troy?
So, League 42 has been doing great, and I just wanted to find out what you guys think about our parks, just in general. I guess that's a really broad question, but you guys have been able to come visit some of our parks, primarily McAdams, but what are some of the things you guys like about our parks?
Well, I think here's what I'll say about my thoughts, and I'll speak mostly about McAdams, but I think you have really good people working on your crew, working to get fields ready, maintenance. They're very easy to deal with. They seem invested not only in League 42, but also in our fields at McAdams, and I'm sure they're the same way at your other fields. So what I've been really impressed by the people who are dedicated to making the parks in Wichita the very best they can be. And so that's probably my answer to your question. And I'm a big proponent of McAdams Park, as you would suspect. I hadn't spent a whole lot of time there before League 42 started, but I knew that's where I wanted League 42 to be headquartered, and we've not had 1 minute of disappointment.
All right, I guess I'll go. I've been a big Sycamore Park guy over the years, spent a lot of my childhood out there, played some football out there with some classmates at North High. That's a good memory. I go a lot now to Sedgwick County Park. Of course, I appreciate the environment there with some animals.
Troy has nothing to do with Sedgwick County.
I didn't figure he probably did, but
I love
it. Has the word park
in
it.
We love your parks, and O.J. Watson Park is certainly another one that that I personally have a lot of admiration for. So we're parks guys, Troy.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know that I think from the past 5 years, we've gotten a lot more exposure and a lot more folks coming out to our parks. It's not just about swimming gym or just having sports there, but going to a park just to relax and have a good time, have a picnic. We have some more passive parks, and Pawnee Prairie Park, which is out there by the airport, a great place to go check out nature and see some of the butterflies. And particularly this coming fall, there will be some really cool fall foliage out there. So, yeah, the parks just mean a whole lot to the environment and all of Wichita, and so we're really excited to be making improvements all the time. And Bob, you're absolutely right. I have some fantastic staff. These guys kick butt, and not just on the park side, but the recreation staff. I have the greatest staff in the world.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun forming a partnership with you and others in the Parks and Rec Department as we try to make League 42 sustainable over the long haul, and couldn't have done it without the support of the city and the Parks and Rec people. So, Troy, thanks for not only that, but for being on our show tonight. We appreciate it.
Anytime. You guys have a great weekend.
All right. There's Troy Houtman from Wichita Parks and Rec. And I would encourage people to come out to a League 42 event next year if you haven't done that already.
Of course.
And look around the park at McAdams. Lots of improvements, a new pool going in for next summer. Some things we're doing to enhance McAdams Park as well. So good times.
Absolutely.
Good get.
Hey, thanks.
Troy Houtman.
Thank you to Megan Lovely.
You made an attempt to get Andy Hardig,
yes,
who was discussed yesterday on the show, former Wichita State volleyball player. You actually made contact with her. Mind telling our audience what she said about me?
You're the best.
In those words, right?
Something like that.
Your dad's the best. And at the end of the email, please tell your dad I said hello.
Great. Andy Hardick says hello.
So maybe I am kind of a fun guy. Did you ever consider that for a minute?
I never said that you weren't.
I don't think. Well, you've implied it.
No. I would never imply such a thing.
If there's one thing I've been in my life, it's fun.
No question.
Thank you.
I can't even speak to all the times that we've had fun.
Oh, you know you've had fun with me.
Oh, of course.
Back in a minute to wrap it up. The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.